Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Let's do the small business spotlight, shall we? Welcome back to the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, that's easy to do. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. This long-form interview, as well as everything else that we do, you can find all of those on our podcast page. All you have to do is Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we will be right there. In studio with us is Amber Robinson. Amber is with Crave Gym. We're going to learn all about what in the heck is she doing, and she's dressed appropriately for St. Patrick's Day. She's got green in her hair. Welcome to the News Hour, Amber. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So tell us all about Crave Gym. What is it you guys do?
All about Crave. So what we specialize in is it's a coach-led functional fitness program that has a team-like feel to it. So as an ex-volleyball athlete, I just really like the team training atmosphere. And so we decided to bring that to the general public. And so what it is the community that Crave has built is just built on, you know, helping each other out and having teammates there to support you. And so we specialize in striking, agility, strength, and endurance. Hmm. And so when you come into the facility, you will be assigned a coach that takes you through a workout. And we're also open 24 hours for people that, you know, don't have the flexibility to necessarily do a training session every day. You have the option to come in and use our facility as well.
There you go, 24 hours. You know, it seems like you can't swing a cat and not hit a gym. I mean, they're like all over the place. And we were just talking about millennials are cutting back on drinking. And why are millennials cutting back on drinking? One of the things is about health. And earlier today, I was having a conversation with the guys from KCCI and TV8. And they just started a 9 o'clock p.m. news program. You know why?
Why is that?
Because people are going to bed earlier.
Very true.
They're getting up. They're getting up. They're exercising. They're going to Crave Gym, and they're doing all this stuff. They're not staying up till 10 o'clock.
And they're doing the right thing,
too.
There
you go. All right. See? Yeah, we're into this. All right. So how long have you been with Crave?
So I've been with Crave. We started developing the concept probably about 4 years ago. We opened up April of 2014 in West Des Moines. We're located on 5010 EP True Parkway. So they're in the West Des Moines area.
Got it. All right. So you played volleyball.
I did, yes.
Okay, now don't take this wrong. You're kind of short for volleyball, aren't you?
I am.
You just must have vertical lift like crazy.
Well, luckily, that was the first year that the libero position came out, and I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I just stayed in the back row, so that position is perfect for short players, and I was lucky enough to fill one of those
spots.
Are you
a power hitter?
I'm not.
No?
I try to. Some days I think I can be, but you know, the ball doesn't always go where I expect
okay.
it to go. So.
I got you. All right. Her name is Amber Robinson. She is delightful. She is with Crave Gym. And so this is not a franchise, is it?
Nope. This is actually the first location. We are looking in the future to franchise. And so that is really exciting for us right now. Our clientele is building up and we're looking at, you know, filling that location.
Sure.
And so we need to expand to make sure people can get into the training
session. So why you and Crave? What got you involved?
Yeah. So kind of back to me getting my master's degree in exercise science and me playing volleyball, I felt like I would go to a gym and not be able to train the way that I wanted to train. And if I couldn't train that way, I didn't want to train others. And so I knew that there had to be a different approach to all of this. And so in order to, you know, help people out as much as I could, I decided that we needed to build a facility that was going to train people the way that we feel people should train. And if you think about it, athletes train to become the best that they can be, whether it's in the sport or in life. And so what we kind of did as a Crave Gym that makes us different than other gyms is we want people to come into the gym and not perform well at Crave, but also all through areas of life, whether it's getting promotions at their job, going to play stand volleyball and performing, you know, how they used to back in the day when they played sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the look that we have on Crave and why it led me to opening up a Crave Gym.
Now, when athletes train, They train in groups sometimes, and they train independently. Is that where this whole team approach comes from?
Yes, definitely. So what we realized was people rely on us. Millennials, they rely on people telling them what to do, in a sense. Because sometimes
rely on people telling us what to do, too.
Because sometimes people, they'll come into the gym and, you know, get a good workout in, but they need the motivation and people to tell them what to do and put them through a good workout. And so that kind of led us to doing the team training sessions. Not only that, but it helps build the culture. And, you know, everyone comes in to expect a good workout and to achieve their goals. And I feel like with a team atmosphere, it's easier for people to achieve goals because you have people there supporting you and encouraging you rather than just yourself getting in your head saying that you can't do something.
Well, there's a lot to that. If you have an accountability partner, you know, those things work out a lot better. So do you scream and holler at people?
I try not to, but
okay,
I do have my days.
Just thinking, you know, I'm thinking Jillian. You know, and the biggest loser. I'm going, yeah, you look like you could probably scream at folks.
Well, some days are better than others. Okay. And people know if they don't work hard enough or if they do. So, but yeah, that's another thing at Crave that we do is we really make our members accountable. So we're not the type of gym that you're going to come to and just pay us money and never show up. We don't want that kind of person in our facility.
It doesn't work very well.
It doesn't work very well. And we don't want that. You know, you're paying us for a service. You have a goal in mind. We want you to achieve that. And so we have coaches that will email you, text you, or call you if you're not in the gym because we care about our athletes. And we also have this thing called the Prime Score. And what that is it's just a fun, competitive challenge that we have at Crave Gym. And that's just based off of 0 to 100. So when you come into the gym, you'll get an initial assessment.
Are you zero?
No. Okay. Never a zero. But really, long story short, your time with us at Crave, we want you to increase that number while you're with us, whether it's increasing your push-ups, increasing your sit-ups, increasing your strength, your endurance training, and things like that. So it's really fun and competitive for a lot of people.
Do you do burpees?
Sometimes.
Oh, boy.
I don't make them do them every day.
Okay,
but
I was going to say, I know some of these gym folks that are really high on burpees.
I know, just because they work the whole body and they're good for you.
Absolutely.
But they get burnt out of them, too.
Favorite part of being in this profession is what?
It's just helping others achieve goals that they never thought they could achieve. Yeah. I actually started in nursing, and it wasn't fulfilling what I needed. And so I went the exercise science route, and just hearing people's stories and how you change their lives in a positive way is just really rewarding and kind of what drives me to do this every day.
One of the things that I have heard and I've seen happen is that no amount of exercise can cure a lousy diet. Is that true?
It's very true, yes. And because I own a gym, I hate to say that, but I feel that they both go hand in hand. When you're at the gym exercising, you make smarter choices throughout the day of what you're going to eat because you're investing all this time in the gym, so why waste it on a bad meal?
Right.
And so I feel to some extent that is very true, but also, like I said, they do go hand in hand. And once you increase your performance in the gym, you're going to increase your performance in the kitchen as well.
Right. And one of the things, again, when you talk about having accountability partners and coaches and people that are helping you through this transition, it helps if they also focus not only on the exercise part, but also on the intake part with the diet.
Definitely. And discipline. I mean, that is what we really strive for at Crave is discipline. I think a lot of people know what to eat and what to drink and what not to, but it just comes down to the discipline that they have. They almost need someone there to say, no, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
You know, we only get an hour with them throughout the day, and it can be frustrating when we don't know what they're doing with the other 23 hours because I guess sleep is just as important as eating healthy, exercising, and, you know, just giving yourself that energy throughout the day.
Because you're open 24 hours and people can come and go as they wish, what are the more popular times that people come to exercise?
We see a lot of people come at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They go to bed at 8 probably, but 5 in the morning till about 7 in the morning. And then again in the evening, we start at 4:30. That's one of our busy times until about 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And about even split with that?
I would say the evenings are a little bit busier right now compared to the mornings.
So what
I know
happens in between all that time? Are you just punching a bag by yourself?
Pretty much.
Down there?
I just sit there and punch bags for hours. No. And think about my husband. No, I'm just kidding. We have a lot of business stuff that needs to get taken care of.
Yeah.
We do, we're a part of the West Des Moines Chamber, so we do a lot of networking groups. And also, I mean, that's what a lot of people say. They're like, well, what do? Just work out all day? And I'm like, no, there's a lot more that goes into owning a business than I wish I could, but So yeah, that is just, I mean, it's a perk though, because our schedule throughout the day is pretty relaxed compared to the evening and the morning, but we still have a lot of stuff to get done. So.
Every business owner goes through that same thing. You know, people say, oh, wow, it must be really cool to be in business for yourself. And you're going, yeah. I'm the one that gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning wondering if the bills are paid today.
Yes, that's very true.
I'm with you. Her name is Amber Robinson. Ladies and gentlemen, the gym is called Crave Gym. It's in West Des Moines. You can go see her, say hi, and get a little cravey over there. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Yes,
your hair is
thank
wonderful.
Thank you. Same to you. Oh, thank you so much.
All right. We're going to scoot out of here. When we come back, I've got a marketing tip for you. Don't worry. We got more coming on the Business News Hour on this St. Patrick's Day edition. Hang in there with us.